Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, your window into the world of learning and discovery. Supported by Acada Learn, your lifelong education companion. Today we're delving into one of the most influential books, The 48 Laws of Power, by Robert Greene. The 48 Laws of Power is a best-selling book written by Robert Greene. Published in 1998, this influential work is a guide to understanding and mastering the dynamics of power in various aspects of life, from personal relationships to professional endeavors. The book is structured into 48 laws or principles, each offering insights and strategies for gaining and maintaining power. Here is a brief narrative of the key ideas and laws presented in the book. Law 1, never outshine the master. Greene advises that one should not appear more talented or capable than their superiors, as it can provoke jealousy and insecurity. Law 2, never put too much trust in friends, learn how to use enemies. Greene emphasizes the importance of cultivating strategic relationships and not blindly trusting even close associates. Law 3, conceal your intentions. Keep your true intentions hidden from others to maintain an element of surprise and control in your interactions. Law 4, always say less than necessary. Avoid oversharing and speaking too much, as it can lead to vulnerability and misunderstandings. Law 5, so much depends on reputation, guard it with your life. Your reputation is a valuable asset, protect and cultivate it. Law 6, court attention at all costs. Gain attention and make yourself known to those who matter, but do so strategically. Law 7, get others to do the work for you. But always take the credit, delegate tasks, but ensure you receive the credit for their success. Law 8, make other people come to you, use bait if necessary, create allure and entice others to come to you, positioning yourself as the sought-after individual. Law 9, win through your actions, never through argument, avoid unnecessary confrontation and focus on achieving your goals through actions rather than words. Law 10, infection. Avoid the unhappy and the unlucky. Surround yourself with positive and influential individuals to avoid being dragged down by negativity. These are just the first 10 laws of power outlined in Robert Greene's book. Each law is accompanied by historical anecdotes, examples from literature, and practical advice on how to apply these principles in real-life situations. The book delves deep into the darker aspects of human nature and psychology, offering readers a comprehensive understanding of power dynamics and strategies for success. Throughout The 48 Laws of Power, Greene explores the cunning and often ruthless tactics employed by some of history's most influential figures, from Machiavelli to Napoleon, to illustrate the timeless principles of power and manipulation. While some readers find the book controversial and morally questionable, others see it as a valuable resource for understanding the complex and competitive world of power. Ultimately, it is up to each individual to interpret and apply these laws in a manner consistent with their own ethical values and goals. Let's take a closer look at the book. Chapter 1, The 48 Laws. In the introduction, Greene sets the stage by discussing the timeless nature of power dynamics and the importance of understanding them. He introduces the idea that power is a game with its own set of rules, and those who are unaware of these rules are often manipulated by those who understand them. Chapter 2, Never Outshine the Master. This chapter explores the first law, which advises against appearing more talented or capable than one's superiors. Greene argues that outshining a superior can lead to jealousy and insecurity, potentially jeopardizing one's position. Chapter 3, Never Put Too Much Trust in Friends, Learn How to Use Enemies. Greene discusses the second law, which suggests that one should be cautious about placing too much trust in friends and should learn how to strategically use enemies to their advantage. He provides historical examples to illustrate the importance of strategic alliances. Chapter 4, Conceal Your Intentions. The third law advises readers to keep their true intentions hidden from others. Greene explains that revealing your plans and desires can make you vulnerable and subject to manipulation by those who know your agenda. Chapter 5, Always Say Less Than Necessary. This chapter explores the fourth law, which encourages people to avoid oversharing and speaking too much. Green argues that speaking less can make you appear more mysterious and in control. Chapter 6. So much depends on reputation, guard it with your life. The fifth law highlights the significance of one's reputation and advises readers to protect and cultivate it. Green illustrates how reputation can be a valuable asset in gaining power. Chapter 7. Court attention at all costs. The sixth law encourages individuals to seek attention strategically to make themselves known and valuable to those who matter. Green provides examples of historical figures who used this tactic effectively. Chapter 8. Make other people come to you, use bait if necessary. In this chapter, Green discusses the seventh law, which advises creating allure and enticing others to come to you. This positions you as the sought-after individual and gives you more control. Chapter 9. Win through your actions, never through argument. The eighth law suggests avoiding unnecessary arguments and focusing on achieving goals through actions rather than words. Green emphasizes the importance of subtlety and tact in persuasion. Chapter 10. Infection. Avoid the unhappy and the unlucky. The ninth law advises surrounding oneself with positive and influential individuals while avoiding those who are unhappy or unlucky. Green argues that negative people can bring you down and drain your energy. Law 11. Learn to keep people dependent on you. This law advises individuals to maintain a degree of dependency in their relationships, both personal and professional. By making others rely on you for something essential, you secure your position and power. Keeping people dependent on you means having something valuable to offer, whether it's a skill, resource, or knowledge. By being indispensable in some way, you ensure that others will seek your assistance, and this can be a source of power and influence. Law 12. Use selective honesty and generosity to disarm your victim. This law suggests that one can disarm others and gain their trust by strategically using honesty and generosity. However, this honesty and generosity should be selective and timed for maximum impact. While it may seem counterintuitive, revealing some vulnerabilities or being generous at the right moment can create a sense of trust and reciprocity. People may lower their guard and become more open to your influence when they perceive you as genuine and kind. Law 13. When asking for help, appeal to people's self-interest, never to their mercy or gratitude. This law advises individuals to frame requests for help in a way that appeals to the self-interest of others. People are more likely to assist when they see a benefit for themselves rather than out of obligation or guilt. When seeking assistance or support, it's often more effective to highlight how helping you can benefit the other person. This approach makes them more inclined to provide help because they see it as advantageous for themselves. Law 14. Pose as a friend, work as a spy. This law suggests that you should present yourself as a friend while secretly gathering information and intelligence. It's about maintaining a facade of friendship while strategically collecting valuable insights. In certain situations, appearing too probing or nosy can raise suspicions. By posing as a friend and gaining trust, you can access information that might not be readily shared with outsiders, providing you with an advantage. Law 15. Crush your enemy totally. This law advises individuals to eliminate their enemies completely rather than leaving them with the potential to seek revenge or mount a comeback. This law emphasizes the importance of not underestimating the resilience of your adversaries. If you have a rival or enemy, it's better to neutralize them completely rather than allowing them the opportunity to regroup and pose a future threat. Law 16. Use absence to increase respect and honor. Law 16 suggests that creating a sense of scarcity and mystery by occasionally withdrawing from a situation can increase your perceived value, respect, and honor. By not being overly available or present at all times, you can generate curiosity and desire among others. People tend to value what is scarce and appreciate your presence more when it is intermittent. Law 17. Keep others in suspended terror, cultivate an air of unpredictability. This law advises individuals to maintain an aura of unpredictability, keeping others uncertain about your intentions and actions. An air of unpredictability can make others hesitate to challenge or oppose you. They may become cautious, fearing the potential consequences of crossing someone whose actions are difficult to anticipate. Law 18. Do not build fortresses to protect yourself. Isolation is dangerous. Law 18 emphasizes the danger of isolation and suggests that one should not cut themselves off from potential allies and sources of information. Building walls around oneself can lead to vulnerability and a lack of support. It's important to maintain connections and networks that can provide protection and valuable insights. Law 19. Know who you're dealing with. Do not offend the wrong person. This law advises individuals to be cautious about offending powerful or influential individuals who could retaliate with significant consequences. Offending the wrong person can result in a powerful enemy who may use their resources to harm you. It's important to assess the potential repercussions of your actions and words. Law 20. Do not commit to anyone. This law suggests that one should avoid making binding commitments unless they are strategically advantageous. It advocates for flexibility and the ability to adapt to changing circumstances. Avoiding unwarranted commitments can prevent you from becoming entangled in situations that don't serve your interests. It allows you to stay nimble and make decisions based on your evolving goals. Law 21. Play a sucker to catch a sucker. Seem dumber than your mark. This law advises individuals to occasionally act less intelligent or capable than they actually are in order to lull others into underestimating them. By appearing less knowledgeable or competent, you can make others feel more secure and overconfident, potentially setting them up for manipulation or surprise. Law 22. Use the surrender tactic. Transform weakness into power. This law suggests that in certain situations, surrendering or appearing weak can be a strategic move to gain sympathy and manipulate perceptions. Surrendering can sometimes create a sense of goodwill and the perception that you are not a threat. This can lead others to let their guard down, allowing you to later assert yourself or negotiate from a position of perceived weakness. Law 23. Concentrate your forces. This law advises individuals to focus their resources and energy on specific goals rather than spreading themselves too thin. Concentrating your efforts on a few key objectives allows you to allocate your resources effectively and increase your chances of success in those areas. Law 24. Play the perfect courtier. This law explores the art of being a courtier, someone who is skilled in navigating the complexities of a royal court or any competitive environment. Being a perfect courtier involves mastering the social dynamics, etiquette, and subtle strategies needed to thrive in competitive social circles or organizational hierarchies. Law 25. Recreate yourself. This law advises individuals to be adaptable and willing to reinvent themselves when necessary to suit changing circumstances. Change can be a powerful tool. By reinventing yourself, you can adapt to new challenges and opportunities, leaving behind old limitations and perceptions. Law 26. Keep your hands clean. This law suggests avoiding direct involvement in unethical or morally questionable actions, especially if they can harm your reputation. Maintaining a clean image and avoiding involvement in dirty or unethical deeds can protect your reputation and credibility, which are valuable assets. Law 27. Play on people's need to believe to create a cult-like following. This law explores the psychology of creating a devoted following by appealing to people's need for something to believe in. By tapping into people's desire for meaning and belonging, you can build a loyal and enthusiastic group of followers who are dedicated to your cause or vision. Law 28. Enter action with boldness. This law encourages individuals to be bold and decisive in their actions, as hesitation and timidity can be perceived as weakness. Boldness can command attention and respect. It demonstrates confidence and a willingness to take risks, which can be seen as attributes of a powerful individual. Law 29. Plan all the way to the end. This law advises individuals to plan for the long term and consider the potential consequences of their actions, decisions, and strategies. Thinking ahead and anticipating future developments allows you to be better prepared and to adapt to changing circumstances effectively. Law 30. Make your accomplishments seem effortless. Law 30 suggests that one should downplay the effort and difficulty involved in their accomplishments, creating an image of ease and natural talent. Making things look effortless can enhance your mystique and charisma. People are often drawn to those who appear naturally gifted and capable. Law 31, control the options, get others to play with the cards you deal. This law emphasizes the importance of being in control and influencing the choices and options available to others. By shaping the options available to others, you can steer their decisions and actions in a direction that aligns with your goals and desires. Law 32, play to people's fantasies. This law explores the power of appealing to people's fantasies, desires, and dreams to gain their favor and loyalty. Understanding and tapping into what motivates and excites others can make you more persuasive and influential as you align yourself with their aspirations. Law 33, discover each man's thumbscrew. This law advises individuals to identify the unique weaknesses or vulnerabilities of others and use this knowledge strategically. Understanding what motivates, frightens, or influences others can provide you with leverage in negotiations or interactions. Law 34, be royal in your own fashion, act like a king to be treated like one. Law 34 encourages individuals to project an aura of royalty and nobility, behaving with confidence and self-assuredness. Acting like a king or queen can garner respect and deference from others, as they are more likely to treat you with reverence if you exude confidence and dignity. Law 35, master the art of timing. This law explores the importance of timing in decision-making and action, suggesting that knowing when to act or when to wait can be a strategic advantage. Timing can be critical in seizing opportunities or avoiding pitfalls. Knowing when to be patient and when to take decisive action is a valuable skill. Law 36, disdain things you cannot have, ignoring them is the best revenge. Law 36 advises individuals to ignore and disdain things that are unattainable or out of their control, as focusing on them can be a waste of energy. Instead of dwelling on what you cannot have or control, redirect your focus and energy toward attainable goals and pursuits. Law 37, create compelling spectacles. This law suggests that individuals should create captivating and memorable experiences or events to capture attention and leave a lasting impression. Spectacles can generate interest, fascination, and buzz, making you a focal point of attention and conversation. Law 38, think as you like but behave like others. Law 38 advises individuals to adapt their behavior to fit in with prevailing social norms and expectations, even if their thoughts and beliefs differ. In certain situations, conforming to social norms can make it easier to navigate social circles and gain acceptance. Law 39, stir up waters to catch fish. This law suggests that individuals should create turmoil or chaos strategically to distract and manipulate their targets. Creating confusion or chaos can divert attention and allow you to operate in the background, hidden from scrutiny. Law 40, despise the free lunch. Law 40 advises individuals to be cautious about accepting favors or gifts, as they often come with hidden obligations or strings attached. Being overly reliant on others for favors can lead to indebtedness, compromising your independence and power. Law 41, avoid stepping into a great man's shoes. This law cautions individuals against trying to replace or imitate someone who has left a significant legacy or impact. Attempting to fill the shoes of a great predecessor can be challenging and can lead to unfavorable comparisons. It's often better to establish your own identity and path. Law 42, strike the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. This law advises targeting the leaders or influencers in a group or organization to weaken their followers' resolve and cohesion. Disrupting the leadership or removing key figures can destabilize a group and diminish its effectiveness. Law 43, work on the hearts and minds of others. Law 43 explores the power of emotional and psychological manipulation to influence the thoughts and actions of others. Understanding the emotions and beliefs of those you wish to influence can enable you to craft persuasive messages and strategies that resonate with them. Law 44, disarm and infuriate with the mirror effect. This law suggests mirroring the behavior of your adversaries or opponents to either disarm them or provoke them into making mistakes. By reflecting your opponent's actions or attitudes back at them, you can disrupt their strategies or cause them to react emotionally. Law 45, preach the need for change, but never reform too much at once. Law 45 advises individuals to advocate for change gradually and cautiously, avoiding radical or abrupt transformations. Change can be unsettling, and implementing too many reforms at once can create resistance and chaos. Gradual change is often more manageable. Law 46, never appear too perfect. Law 46 suggests that individuals should not come across as too flawless or impeccable, as it can arouse envy and resentment. Being too perfect can make others feel inadequate or suspicious of your authenticity. It's important to appear relatable and human. Law 47, do not go past the mark you aimed for. In victory, know when to stop. Law 47 advises individuals to know their limits and avoid overreaching, especially after achieving a victory. Overextending yourself or pushing for more after a success can lead to burnout or diminishing returns. It's important to recognize when to stop and consolidate your gains. Law 48, assume formlessness. Law 48 encourages individuals to be adaptable and shapeless, taking on different forms and strategies as needed to navigate various situations. Being formless means being flexible and able to adapt to different circumstances and challenges. It's about using the most suitable approach for the given context. The 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene offers practical applications and strategies for understanding and navigating power dynamics in various aspects of life. However, it's important to approach these principles with a sense of ethics and morality, as some of the laws may be controversial or even morally questionable. Here are some practical applications of the book's principles. Observation and awareness. One of the key takeaways from the book is the importance of being observant and aware of the power dynamics at play in different situations. Pay attention to people's behavior, motivations, and intentions. Strategic thinking. Develop a strategic mindset by considering the long-term consequences of your actions and decisions. Think several steps ahead and plan your moves carefully. Networking and alliances. Building strategic alliances and a strong network can be crucial in both personal and professional life. Identify individuals who can help you achieve your goals and cultivate relationships with them. Communication. Master the art of effective communication. Knowing when to speak, what to say, and how to say it can give you an advantage in negotiations and interactions. Self-promotion. Promote your skills, achievements, and capabilities selectively. Learn how to create an image of competence and value in the eyes of others. Adaptability. Be adaptable and flexible in your approach. Different situations may require different strategies, and the ability to adjust is valuable. Conflict resolution. When conflicts arise, use diplomacy and tact to resolve them. Avoid unnecessary confrontations that can damage your reputation or position. Maintaining a positive reputation. Guard your reputation diligently. A good reputation can open doors and create opportunities. Emotional intelligence. Understand and manage your emotions and the emotions of others. This can help you navigate interpersonal relationships effectively. Strategic silence. Practice the art of saying less than necessary. Avoid oversharing or divulging too much information, especially in situations where it can be used against you. Learning from history. Study historical examples and learn from the successes and failures of past leaders and figures who have mastered the art of power. Leveraging timing. Recognize the importance of timing in your actions and decisions. Sometimes, waiting for the right moment can be more advantageous than rushing into things. Continuous self-improvement. Continuously work on developing your skills, knowledge, and personal growth. A strong foundation of competence can be a source of power. It's crucial to approach these principles with ethical considerations and a sense of responsibility. Here are valuable quotes from the book. Never assume that the person you are dealing with is weaker or less important than you are. Some people are slow to take offense, which may make you misjudge the thickness of their skin, and fail to worry about insulting them. When you show yourself to the world and display your talents, you naturally stir all kinds of resentment, envy, and other manifestations of insecurity. The greatest mistake you can make in dealing with power is not playing the game at all. Keep your friends for friendship, but work with the skilled and competent. Law 15, crush your enemy totally. A person who cannot control his words shows that he cannot control himself and is unworthy of respect. Law 33, discover each man's thumbscrew. In the court of public opinion, appearance is more important than reality. Everyone prefers to believe what they see rather than what they hear. Do not leave your reputation to chance or gossip. It is your life's artwork, and you must craft it, hone it, and display it with the care of an artist. The future belongs to those who learn more skills and combine them in creative ways. So, whether you're a business professional, a leader, or someone simply interested in human psychology, I highly recommend that you read The 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene. It's a book that can help you uncover the secrets of power and empower you to navigate the complexities of life more effectively. Thank you.